You're listening to the WebCERT and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed which countries' digital economies are growing the fastest. There are significant gender and age-based differences in internet penetration in China, and the next phase of growth in the Indian e-commerce market is predicted to come from the country's rural areas. Researchers from Tufts University have revealed which countries' digital economies are growing the fastest. It measured countries' digital economies based on supply-side factors, demand-side factors, innovations, and institutions. Based on these measures, it categorized countries into four groups: standout, stallout, breakout, or watchout. Standout countries are those that are highly digitally developed and are continuing to develop strongly, and include the US, South Korea, the UAE, Switzerland, and New Zealand. Stallout countries are those that are highly digitally developed but whose growth is slowing down. Countries such as Japan, Germany, France, the Netherlands, and the Scandinavian countries are in this category. Breakout countries are those that are not very digitally developed but are seeing signs of growth. China, India, Mexico, Brazil, and South Africa are in this group. In order to continue their growth, they need to improve their often poor infrastructure. Watch-out countries are those which are not very digitally developed and are not showing any signs of improvement. Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Portugal, Hungary, and Slovenia are all in this category. There are significant gender and age-based differences in internet penetration in China, according to research by eMarketer. Males and young people see higher levels of internet penetration than females and older people. 55% of Chinese males currently access the internet at least once a month, but this falls to 50% for Chinese females. When looking at age, 92% of young people aged 25 to 34 use the internet at least once a month, but this falls to just 9% amongst the over 65s. eMarketer predicts that internet penetration will rise over the next 4 years, but that these gender and age-based differences will persist. By 2020, 65% of males and 60% of females are predicted to be online, with the number of over 65s using the internet also set to rise to 14% by that time. The next phase of growth in the Indian e-commerce market is predicted to come from the country's rural areas. A spokesperson for the e-commerce platform company ShopClues said at a Bloomberg conference that they predicted that the next 100 million online shoppers in India would come from the country's smaller towns and villages. A similar trend is taking place in China, with the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba putting its recent record-breaking sales down to an increase in the number of rural Chinese users starting to buy items online. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth $11 billion and is growing rapidly, with online sales expected to reach $220 billion by 2025, according to estimates by Merrill Lynch. An office space rental company has said it wants to expand across Southeast Asia. Fly Spaces, which allows small to medium-sized businesses to rent office rooms on short-term lets, describes itself as Airbnb for offices. It currently operates in the Philippines and Singapore and plans to launch in Malaysia in the very near future. A spokesperson from Fly Spaces commented on the expansion, saying that they wanted to become a true regional Southeast Asian brand. And finally, the upcoming algorithm change that will see Instagram posts no longer appearing in chronological order has sparked a flurry of panic from some users. Anxiety that the change was imminent prompted some users to take to the Turn Me On hashtag, asking their followers to turn on notifications for the posts so that they didn't miss out on their updates. Instagram responded to the panic by stating that the change had not yet been implemented and that users would be notified when it was. Instagram is a popular image-based social network with approximately 400 million monthly active users. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.